This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk. Unofficialmills.co.uk. The home for all things Scott Mills.
Right, so time to do a busted. Yesterday, we were talking about those people who are just compulsive liars and just lie about everything all the time, even to the point where they start to believe it themselves, right? Now, we recorded this earlier with a bloke called Matt. Do you know why? Because he wanted to go and watch the football. So this is Matt explaining his story.
Hi, you're right, I'm Scott.
You're right.
No problem, thank you.
So you say that your friend knows the Beckhams, or he says he does?
Well, he says he does, yes, indeed.
What's his name?
Alex.
Right. And what does he say?
Well, he reckons that a few weeks ago, we went to their house and actually babysat for the little kiddies.
He went to their house and babysat?
He did, yeah. Well, he reckons he did anyway. He told me, and he told quite a lot of his friends as well, that if we get to the final, that he's going to get tickets and he's going to go. With the Beckhams, VIP. Joe, you know he's going to go sit with Victoria and he's going to go and watch the match.
Right. So he's quite close to David and Victoria, yeah?
Well, he reckons he is, yeah.
Yeah. The thing I want to know is how does he say that he knows them in the first place? How does he know the Beckhams?
Well, he says that when he was younger, he had trials at Manchester United, and when I was there, Beckham was there at the same time.
Oh, right, yeah, that'd be
yeah.
It. Who actually believes him out of your friends?
Most of them.
Really?
Yeah.
See, alarm bells would start ringing in my head straight away.
Yeah, it would.
Well, you wanted me to bust him?
I do indeed, yeah.
We've already done it.
Brilliant.
Are you not at work today, then?
No, I had to book day off work, obviously, to watch football.
All right. So. Luckily, Alex was in the office today. And this is what happened when we called him. Not yet. That was when we spoke to Matt earlier. I'll play you Lost Prophets and the brilliant Rooftops. And then hear what happened when we made a call to Alex, friend of the Beckhams. Okay, it's 5:17. So, earlier, we recorded a little thing with Matt about his friend Alex. Now, in my experience, you can't ever trust anybody called Alex, so he should know better. Now, this bloke, Alex, reckons that he knows the Beckhams. He's quite close to them. Apparently, he's been to some of their parties. He's even babysat Brooklyn and Romeo. And Matt knows that he's blatantly lying. So We gave Alex a bit of a call in his office earlier today and did a bit of a busted on him. Now, you'll notice, for me, on this busted, a particularly tough acting assignment because I have to pretend to be a sports reporter. It's not easy. Listen.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Alex, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Alex. My name's Alan, and I'm a friend of Matt, who works in your office.
All right.
Sorry, I can't actually hear you that well at the moment. You're going to have to speak up, because I'm in Germany at the moment.
Yeah.
Just speak up a bit. I'm doing some stuff for 442 magazine about the World Cup.
Right.
And the thing is, to be completely honest, I don't actually know a lot about football at all. I've just kind of blagged this job, to be fair.
Right.
So, I mean, I normally do stuff for other magazines, Take a Break, Chat, Bella, etc.
Right,
so
okay.
So, I was talking to Matt, and he said that you know David Beckham.
Right,
and the thing is, I'm going to be doing an interview with David Beckham this afternoon.
Right.
So, I was hoping that maybe you could tell me some stuff about him.
What sort of stuff?
Well, I mean, nothing personal or anything like that. I just kind of need to know England stuff, really, because I really don't know very much at all.
Well, do you need to know it all now?
I do, really, because I'm actually speaking to him quite soon, and I really don't know anything. So any help that you could give me, I'd really appreciate it.
Right.
You do know David Beckham, do you?
Yeah.
See, that's going to be a real help to me, if that's all right. So, David is the England captain.
Yeah.
And how does he like people calling him? I mean, is it David or Dave? Davey?
David.
David?
Yeah.
Right, so I just call him David at all times, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. And what about his wife? Vicky? Posh?
Yeah, it's probably best not asking about his family. He doesn't really like that.
What do you mean?
He doesn't really like questions about his family at all.
Right. Okay. So I'll just keep it to him then, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Don't mention the wife. All right. Okay. So you are quite close to him?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't get to see him that much because, you know, he's in Madrid. Hello?
Hang on a second. Because I've got a friend of yours on the phone now, actually. Yeah, come and say hello to him.
Hi, I'm David Beckham.
Alex, David's here. Say hello. Now, I'm quite glad he didn't try and actually have a conversation with David Beckham, because this is all I've got.
Hi, I'm David Beckham, and whenever I'm in the UK, I always listen to the Chris Moyle Show on International Radio 1.
So I would have been stuffed if he'd gone, hi, David. However, we did call him back.
Hello.
It's David Beckham.
Yep. Okay. Okay, bye.